top-tier scientific journals don't normally publish research on farming, but this week, Science Magazine has weighed in with a paper on an organic farming experiment in Switzerland. The research comes amid an explosion of consumer interest in the organic lifestyle movement that has gone way beyond food and spawned a range of new products from magazines to clothing. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on how the science of organic farming is working to catch up with the hype.
20 years ago, Swiss scientist Paul Nader set out to compare organic farming with conventional techniques. He divided a plot of land in the hilly countryside outside the city of Basel and began farming half of it without pesticides or industrial fertilizers. Skeptics wagered that his organic cereal grains, beets, and potatoes wouldn't be able to compete with their conventionally grown neighbors. But 2 decades later, he's won over many of his critics.
The benefits of organic farmers in Europe are as high as those of the conventional farmers.
Mader and his team from Switzerland's Research Institute of Organic Agriculture quantified production from both plots. Year after year, the conventional field produced slightly more, but the organic plot was more energy efficient. This means the conventional farmer had more to sell, but the organic farmer spent less on pesticides and fertilizers. They also compared the environmental impact of both methods and found the organic plot had healthier soil that supported a whole array of potential beneficial organisms. Here in the U.S., an experiment at the Rodale Institute in Pennsylvania is showing similar results. Rodale's Bill Liebhart says the big environmental benefit of the organic system can be measured by water quality. He explains their research has shown that organic fields can hold water and nutrients. In stark contrast, the conventional fields sprayed with chemical herbicides and nitrogen fertilizers don't perform well.
If we get heavy rainfall, then we end up with nitrogen leaching off into the rivers and streams.
And the result is water pollution, not only on the farm, but in surrounding areas. Studies such as these are only now confirming what the organic industry has assumed and marketed for years. It seems consumers haven't been waiting around for definitive science. The organic movement in the U.S. has grown by 900% in the last 12 years, with sales of organic foods totaling $9 billion last year. Maria Rodale is publisher of a new magazine called Organic Style, which already has 500,000 subscribers. She says 20 years ago, organic conjured up images of an extreme live-off-the-land lifestyle.
Now it's much more about pleasure and about integrating it into our whole mainstream lives. So you have fabulous food, great beauty products, you have spas, eco-travel.
And most recently, a host of organic cotton clothing lines coming from mainstream companies.
Nike is coming out with an organic yoga wear line this fall. Patagonia has been doing it for 5 years with great success.
Despite the dramatic growth in the organic industry, less than 1% of U.S. farmland is farmed organically. Critics of federal farm policy say there's very little incentive for farmers to transition to organic because the vast majority of agricultural subsidies and research dollars are spent on conventional farming. The Swiss study is one of only a handful of long-term comparative studies of organic techniques. Fred Kirschemann of the Aldo Leopold Center in Iowa says further studies like these could help organic farmers learn how to improve yields. At the moment, there's little guidance to farmers considering organic.
So that's a real disincentive. You know, if you don't have a lot of good information about how to make that transition and do it well and succeed at it, that's a tough choice.
For now, it's up to the market and the power of organic's new wholesome yet upscale image to drive demand. If more consumers are willing to pay premium prices for organic labels, more farmers may be up to giving the technique a try. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.